Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Apple introduced stuff today, and not really interested in any of it. New iPhones. I'm sure that, new colors, better cameras, et cetera. Maybe when I upgrade the next time, right? Or when my current one breaks, maybe. New iPad. Yeah, the existing one I got works just fine. And then of course there's new Apple Watch. Well, I just bought an Apple Watch a few months ago, and the trade-ins are maybe not that great. So there's really, and the amount of benefit that you'd get is be pretty low. So forget it. I will stick with what I have. The services that Apple introduced are not even interesting to me either. Don't play a lot of games. Don't watch a lot of television or whatever you call watching your tiny screen videos or whatever. And Apple of course has to diversify their revenue stream. That's why they're going into services just like any company, right? Even my employer is doing the same thing and, offering certain things as a service and, you pay monthly or yearly or whatever. It's that incremental revenue and, continual revenue that, that companies are looking for these days. I think people are going to make capital purchases and buy big things like phones or computers or whatever. But the reality is that people aren't replacing them on such a regular basis anymore. The upgrades are fairly incremental, I think, for a lot of the tech. And so, and people say, what I got works just fine. Why should I replace it? And that's kind of where I am with a lot of the tech. And as I look around my office, a couple of weeks ago, I spent a lot of effort, to clean stuff out and put things away and so on. And I have a lot of old tech in my office, the reality is that a lot of it still works. Is it as fast or as great as it could be? No. But who cares? I had a scanner that I pulled out from 2002. I think it's USB 1.1. I plugged it into my Mac and it still works. Are there better scanners out there? Yeah, I've actually got a better one sitting on my network, for sure. But I'm like, all right, well, I might as well use this thing. It's just sitting in a box and otherwise it's just going to get thrown away. And it seems really weird to, throw things away that still work. But unfortunately we do that with technology. We do that with a lot of things these days. Really not into this, this consumer culture that we've built where, everything's disposable and nothing is, nothing lasts forever. I mean, of course, nothing lasts forever. We don't last forever. Things should last a bit longer. I mean, if we really care about the environment, we want to improve things, maybe we should consume a little less. And that actually goes for all of us, right? It's not just switching from one type of, energy to another. Maybe we should just consume less, period. Right. And there's a thought there. And that's the other, that's another part of conservation we don't talk about. It's just like use less, right? And be more efficient with what you do, right? Those are all ways we can be more efficient. Now, of course, companies, I think, talk a big game about being, environmentally friendly and that kind of thing. There's a lot of marketing speak there for that. But the reality is that if you care about the stuff, you use it as long as you can and try not to, don't just get rid of it. If you can potentially, get rid of it in a way that makes sense, give it to somebody else or whatever. I mean, I think that's much better than, just throwing it in the landfill or whatever, unfortunately happens, far too often with tech that still works. I tend to keep things a bit longer than most people do, but the reality is it's sunk cost. It's our, and for the most, as long as it, still meets the needs. I don't see any reason not to. I mean, I've inherited a lot of stuff, that's our tech stuff that people have given me over the years, and I make sure it works and give it a decent home, and refurbish where necessary, and sometimes things stop working, and so the best thing is to throw it away. I'm tired of the consumer culture and I understand companies are, making things to make money the question is, do people really need more stuff? No, I don't know. I don't know that it makes me more happy to have more stuff. And if anything, I'm trying to have less stuff. It's part of my traveling is I spend a week at a time living out of a suitcase, and I realize that most of what I need I can carry in a backpack and a suckase, and if it weren't for work, I'd probably need I wouldn't even need half of the stuff. So what do you really need? You don't need a whole lot. And I think we could all do with less stuff, and the Apple event is, yet more consumerism, and I'd say the whole technology industry is more consumerism, and at a certain point, I don't know that the technology is, doing any of us any good. There are several topics there that one could discuss in future podcasts, but I think less consumption, we could all do with a little bit less of that. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.